What do we have here? Emergency measure regarding summer flounder.
Yes, we're going to try and touch every finfish species we can with you today, as you'll see, and a few others. Okay.
Yeah, please walk us through this, Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay, this is an emergency amendment being requested to modify summer flounder management measures. This is a request that has come through our industry to staff, specifically Mead Amery of LDA Marine Company, Chincoteague Fisheries, Old Point Packing, Chesapeake Bay Packing, Peabody Corporation. This modifies the start and the extent of the landing periods within the second period of the directed Virginia commercial offshore fishery. Just as brief as I can be about this, the commercial fishery has an allocated quota each year that we receive through the federal government. Of that quota, 300,000 pounds is allocated to our inshore commercial fishery, of which we normally do not attain it. What's remaining, which is this last year, about 2.1 million pounds, is allocated to our offshore fishery. Our offshore fishery is a fishery that operates only in federal waters. It's primarily a trawl fishery. And in more, though some years it operates directly off of our coast, there are some years that the fleet is operating more to the north, such as off Sandy Hook. So that is what this is pertaining to. We have the way this fishery operates in Virginia is we normally open up January 1st as a bycatch fishery, and there's certain provisions about how much flounder they can come and bring in combination with other species that have to be on board, and everything has to be landed here. Depending on the fishery and the needs of the industry, we typically will open up a period in February, early March. We'll set a certain landing limit for the vessel. We'll give them a certain number of days they can put that landing limit in, maybe a 10-day landing period or a 15-day landing period. And then depending on the amount of quota we have assigned, and in the spring it's usually about 70% of that quota is assigned at that period, we'll have multiple landing periods. So we may go on for 2 15-day periods, for example, or three. We may go for a couple months. We may just get one or two of them in. We then revert usually at the end of that to a bycatch fishery again under the same rules throughout the summer. And then in the fall, what's remaining, which is usually about 29, just under 30% of the quota is left, we open the fishery up again for one last open directed fishery. And that could happen. We've had it open in late October, in November, December. We have made adjustments on this regulation, often by emergency, at least once every year that I can remember since I was here in 2006 and started. Sometimes we do it twice a year. The reason we do this is staff works very closely with the industry to try and set the season up to be the most profitable for Virginia's companies and captains. So we look at when other states are open. We look at when they flood the market. We try not to flood the market at the same time and be open when the price has dropped. We try to make this good also for the captains because the captains, you know, they're paying a very high cost of fuel. Right now, the concentration, the heaviest concentration of fish for the most efficient catching is more to the north currently this year. So they got steam a little bit further. They got steam for a good day. So they're burning a lot of fuel. They want to get up there, get the fish, and get back. So we're making adjustments along these lines. And what we're doing is all for the welfare of the industry. And that's why we're under emergency amendment under 28.2210. We're doing this for the welfare of the seafood industry. So what we're proposing here is, and this is through working with the industry, we would normally be opening up on the second Monday of November this year. That is November 10th. We would like to delay that opening, not open until December 1st. We would like to start with a 20-day landing period. That 20-day landing period would have a, I did say 10,000 pounds. Is that right, Joe?
Yes.
Thank you. It's been a long day. We are looking at a 20-day landing period at a 10,000-pound trip limit. We're expecting that we could have anywhere from 60 to 80 vessels that are permitted to participate. We have somewhere to get to where we can set a trigger off and go back to bycatch. We have a little bit over 700,000 pounds available to them right now. So so 70-some boats could easily come in. Sometimes they don't bring in full trips, so it allows a couple other boats in. But this is something we monitor daily, both through law enforcement, dispatch, and ourselves. So this is a very heavily monitored fishery as well. Plus, we do a lot of biological sampling. So what we're recommending is an emergency amendment to Chapter 620 pertaining to summer flounder to establish a consecutive 20-day landing period beginning December 1st, 2014 for any legally licensed summer flounder endorsement licensee landing summer flounder harvested outside of Virginia effective November 10th. This is the other thing to this. Emergency regulations can only be in effect for 30 days. At which time, within that 30 days, we must have a public hearing to make them final. So if we adopt it today and make it effective today, it's going to fall out before we have December 9th meeting. This is one of the special parts of this time of the year for us. So we need to make this effective November 10th. That will get us to the December 9th meeting within the 30-day period. And ironically, it is the exact day that the fishery would have opened had we not. So we couldn't have cut this any closer. So that's why we have because the oddity of an effective date of November 10th. So with that, I mean, it's a request for an emergency amendment, Mr. Commissioner.
Questions from the commission?
And this includes a request for public hearing at December's meeting. Just to be clear.
We'll have time somehow.
Somewhere. Pizza, right?
Pizza.
Pepperoni?
9 o'clock at night.
Any questions from the commission?
Mm-hmm. Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.